I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, a generation sang, "When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires, your dreams come true." For hundreds of years, people have sung this song with the psalmist, "Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also unto him, and he shall bring it unto pass." Dreams. We've all got them. Sometimes our dreams are like castles in the air. We build them but do nothing to turn them into reality. Or our dreams are deferred, like Joseph's, whose dream was delayed by envious brothers, Potiphar's wife, and ungrateful prison mates. Or our dreams become a reality through a living faith and the interaction between the Creator and the created. God grants us the ability to dream, as well as give us the energy, inspiration, and driving force to realize our dreams. But, oh, and you know there was going to be a but, right? Dreams can get lost. They are cast aside because of another priority or responsibility, or our dreams are forgotten because of the demands of work and home and family and faith and bills, survival, and dreams languish in the land of wishful thinking because of the fear of failure or the fear of success. Our dreams call us to go out where we have no one, where we have nothing we can trust except God. Our dreams tell us to go where we have never gone before, to try what others cannot see, open doors still locked, or discover things that have remained elusive for generations. Today is a good day to retrieve your dreams. Do one thing constructive on the road between your dream and reality. Remember Mark 9:23, everything is possible for him who believes. I'm Vashti McKenzie, dusting off my dream today. What about you?